Sacred Heart 4-3 over overtime in overtime over Mercyhurst with the victory. Long Island also going to overtime, but falling to UConn by the score of 2-1. American International doubled up by Cornell, the Big Red, with an 8-4 victory. And Bowling Green 3-1 better than RPI. The Golden Gophers, the only other Big Ten team in action. They are in an exhibition match with the U.S. under 18 team, and Penn State will play against RIT in non-conference play tomorrow evening. Some other hockey scores at the World Junior Championships. The United States team bounces back with a 5-1 victory over Switzerland to improve to 2-1. Current Gopher Jimmy Snuggerud with two goals to lead the American squad, while Canada just got by Austria 11-0. I'm not sure how they edged that one out to improve to 2-1 with the World Junior Championship. A weird year. There's two World Junior Championships going on. First one in August and now another one in December. I'm not sure that anything like that has ever been seen before.
No, it hasn't. And I blame it all on COVID, no matter what happens.
Good place to get started to blame it there. Congratulations to the teams, by the way. A big high school hockey tournament going on in Madison this weekend, the Culver's Cup, with a number of area teams, not only from Madison, but all around the state. Sauk Prairie, Cedarburg, Memorial, and Monona Grove all winning yesterday. Ashland, Madison West, Marshfield, and Oshkosh all taking part this weekend in Madison at the Culver's Cup High School Hockey Tournament. We know tournaments are going on all around the state of Wisconsin at this time, and good luck and congratulations to all the high school teams as they get into the heart of their season as well. Our final here tonight, Clarkson over the Badgers by the final score of 3-1 in the championship game of the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. When we return, we'll have our calls of the game and talk with Badgers Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Back in Serve 5, Serve Forum, where Ian's favorite part of the post game is now occurring below on the ice surface below us. There, what are they doing down there, Ian? It looks like they're measuring and drilling some holes.
I have no idea what that was about, and I worked in an ice rink about four summers in a row.
Well, they are cleaning up here after the championship game has concluded with Clarkson winning 3-1 over the Badgers. And obviously not the result that the Badgers wanted after they are champions here a year ago, but still a good effort last night in a 4-0 victory and an entertaining game, even though it came in a 3-1 loss to Clarkson tonight.
I wasn't disappointed in the Badgers by any stretch of the imagination. I thought that Jared Moe was solid in the net. The defenseman made a couple miscues, and again, it's usually defensive zone turnovers or offensive zone at the blue line turnovers, but that never really resulted in any of the goals. And I will, you know, I'll give credit to Corson Kuhlemans. I know what he was trying to do on that first goal. He was just trying to flip it into no man's land so that everybody could chase down the puck, and it ends up being a pass right on the stick of Clack, and he finds the net. But the second goal was a power play goal. Give them credit for Clarkson really set up the power play well, 5-on-3. And when you go cross ice, I don't care who you are, you're not going to be able to make that save when you've got a bullet taken like Clarkson did on that 5-on-3 power play. The Badgers goal, again, that was aggressive to the net, good hands in front. The initial shot taken by Brock Caulfield was as good a scoring opportunity as there is, but Lucius Cruz, we know when he's around the net, he's going to have some sort of a magnet on the puck and try and stick it in. That was great. So the empty net goal was a downer, no question about that. I think the only thing that people will be disappointed with is the Badger power play in the third period.
Well, you heard Ian describe the goals here tonight. Now let's hear them as they occurred. It's time for our calls of the game. Anthony Callan, the fifth-year senior, to take the draw, but the Badgers control it. Kuhlemans can't get it out of the zone, and a wrist shot from the slot by Clack beats Jared Moe, and the Golden Knights strike first. They lead it 1-0. It's a power play for Clarkson that was clicking at just over 22%. And now they lock and load, and it didn't take long. A one-timer and a blast from the point by Jordan Power makes it 2-0 Clarkson. Badgers emerge with the puck, a chance for a 2-on-1. Caulfield sends a cross-ice pass to Lucius. Caulfield going hard to the net. Lucius sends it towards Caulfield. It's denied. Puck bouncing around. It's still loose in the slot, and they send it in. Cruz, Lucius scores. He stays with it, and the Badgers are on the board. It's 2-1. It's taken over by Strestrup, who brings it to the middle. He gives it off to Martino, looking for an opening, top of the near circle, slides it cross-ice, has a man, a wrist shot right on. Moe makes the save, turning away Jordan Power, who from the top of the far circle was able to step into a wrist shot. Plays it to the near side. Eric Bragerholtz from Appleton, Wisconsin, graduate of Janesville Craig High School. From the blue line, Kuhlemans throws it towards the net. Save is made. Stang is there on the rebound. He's denied. Vorlicki has control of it now. Looked like Stang had a wide open net on the rebound. It'll come now, finally back to the point, but Kuhlemans can't keep it in, and a chance and a rush at an empty net the other way is deposited in the back of the net by Eric Bergholtz. The Appleton, Wisconsin native seals the deal here for Clarkson with 5.1 to go on the clock. They now lead it 3-1 on their way to winning the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship.
And the mass exodus has started with only 5 seconds left.
Puck is dropped, faceoff. Sends the puck back towards Hyder at the other end, who will scoop it up in his glove, raises arms towards the rafters here at Fiserv Forum, as his team has just won the championship, knocking off the Badgers by the final of 3-1. That was our final. Badgers fall 3-1 to Clarkson in the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship game. When our postgame show continues here from Milwaukee, we'll be joined by Badgers associate head coach Mark Osiecki, and we'll run through all the stats for you and get you set for the Badgers' second half of the season. They return to conference play next weekend when the Notre Dame Fighting Irish come to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Hurry in to fill up your toolbox and save on Masterforce Power Tool Accessories at Menards. Masterforce has a large selection of high-quality power tool accessories with over 400 in stock. From high-quality accessories like drill bits and hole saws to sandpaper and saw blades, Masterforce has the power, performance, and durability to get the job done right. Right now, save big money on Masterforce Power Tool Accessories at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Back inside Fiserv Forum, the second annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff has concluded, and joining us now is Badgers Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki. Mark, I guess let's start where we finished last night in talking to you. You said one of the keys for your team is to use your speed and skill. How did you feel your team did that tonight in this 60 minutes?
I thought we did a pretty good job with that, and actually you saw when we didn't take care of a puck or chip a puck to a space and then use our speed, that's where we got into trouble. And for the most part, we did a good job with it, and I thought we closed down on guys pretty quickly. I thought offensively, for the most part, did a good job with attacking their defensemen with speed, and we wanted to play the game below the tops of the circles.
Yeah,
and we, for the most part, we did that. You saw when we struggled, we brought the puck up high and had a few turnovers above the top of the circle. That's where we got in trouble, and that's where they generate a little momentum. Obviously, the power play goal they scored was a backbreaker for us, but really, that a little bit of that started in the offensive zone where we turned the puck over and ended up coming back at us. But
at the same time, when you say that about that power play goal and they said the backbreaker, your penalty kill unit rallied and they had a major for four more minutes that they were on the power play, and you didn't give up another power play goal that kept your team in the game.
We did a really good job. I mean, our penalty kill has done a good job. They've really bought into it. I think guys have accepted roles and relished some of the roles that they have, and they've done a really, really nice job with it. It's just unfortunate that Luke ended up getting called for a 5-minute major, and they end up scoring on that, where it just went through one of our bodies, and we didn't get the save on that. And Mosey played well, but you know, it's just tough on that 5-on-3. You just don't get that save. They don't have a player in screening. We probably screened them with two of our guys more so than anything that they did.
One of the players that stood out just in the last couple of nights, and he got his first goal up in Minnesota, Sam Stang, and the offensive opportunities that he's creating himself. Maybe he didn't finish them off, obviously, tonight, but he seems to be more involved in the offense. offensive action on a consistent basis the last couple of games.
And it's funny how that works. Like, he's bought into the penalty kill role where that he's fallen into that. And we always thought that he'd be a really smart hockey player on the kill. Yeah. And he's done a really good job. And that has thrust him into having more confidence and really has played into his offensive game. And like you said, he didn't finish, but he had great jump. I thought he looked great this weekend, which was awesome to see.
One of the other players that was solid for you, and you always need him in a penalty killer in any other situation, and he was named the most outstanding goaltender, was Jared Moe, who both nights gave your team's chances. Obviously, the shutout last night and kept you in the guys' game tonight, where you had a chance when you got it back to 2-1.
No doubt. I mean, we need him. We need him to step up and be the goaltender that we know he is and give us the opportunity. He did that. He gave us that opportunity. Obviously, you guys scored more than one goal probably to win a game, but he played very well, and it's a really good sign going into next week.
Last year, you mentioned next week. Now you return to Big Ten play. You'll play Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. What gives you confidence? What do you want this team to hang its hat on as you return to conference play with the Fighting Irish coming to town?
Well, I think that the guys settling into roles, I think, a little bit has been more clearly defined, mm-hmm. and guys have been playing that to a T. I think it's pretty clear when you sit here and watch, you guys probably see it better than us, but when you watch it on film, when you start getting a little bit selfish and trying to do things by yourself, it's going to probably blow up in your face and or take some momentum away. So I think we're starting to get away from that. At times, you get a little bit frustrated and you're trying to do a little bit more, so that's always going to be a part of the game. But, you know, you play a team like Lake State last night that just grinds it out. Obviously, Clarkson does a great job in the defensive zone and through the neutral zone and blocks a ton of shots. They're big and heavy. It's going to be very similar to Notre Dame. So it bodes well for us moving forward, that now we know exactly what Notre Dame is going to bring. They bring a little bit more speed, probably a little bit more skill. But I think that guys are settling into certain spots in the lineup, and I think they're relishing it. I think they are. I really do. I mean, I've never seen a group be so excited for a Robbie Newton to jump into the game and play the way he did, and the guys rallied around that. I think Liam Malmquist played extremely well. I think, like you mentioned, Sam Stang played well, and guys were excited for him. So that's pretty cool.
I know it wasn't the result you wanted, but a great event to build off of last year and to come back in a good crowd here on hand. And as we were talking just before we came in here, a fabulous venue here for now this second year of the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff.
The building's outstanding. I mean, it is awesome. It's fun to be here. It's fun to be in Milwaukee again. And like we were saying last night, the fans here are awesome. I mean, our Wisconsin fans throughout the state are great, but you come to Milwaukee, it's a hockey town, and it's a sneaky, really, really good hockey town. So it's fun to come here and play.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate you coming up.
All right,
happy holidays to you, and we'll see you in a week.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Badgers associate head coach Marco Siecki, his team returning to action next weekend when they will play host to Notre Dame in Big Ten Conference action. Our postgame show continues here from Milwaukee in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Time now for an abbreviated version of the Stats for More Reasons Than One, Ian. Not the least of which is we're just working off a monitor to your right here. What do you got over there for stats, Ian?
Whole bunch of stuff. There's a whole bunch of numbers beside each other, people. I don't understand how that works.
Two guys that don't need numbers as part of our equation.
No, that is exactly the case. And I guess in summary, if you were going to look at the stats, I think the shots were relatively equal for most. For most of the game, the differentiation in shots on goal would be that Clarkson had more opportunities on the power play, mm-hmm. and Wisconsin was very anemic,
yeah.
feeble, whatever you would like
Those
to
are all words that'll work, yeah.
dictate that. But even on that last power play where everybody's trying to be the hero and you start making mental mistakes, those are the situations where you really get into a tough time. And I think all in all, if I was to reassess the game by watching it again, the inefficiency on the power play may have been the reason that they cost them the game.
I suggest if you do it, you watch the TV broadcast and listen to those guys instead
yeah.
of us, that's for sure. Shots on goal, the Golden Knights with 30, the Badgers with 25, 22 saves for Ethan Heider, and the Badgers, Jared Moe with 29. Power plays, Badgers were It says 2 for 5 from here. I'm not sure
how
that works.
Yeah, it says 2 for 5.
2 for 5, which is amazing because they scored one goal, Ian. So I don't know. You're right. Not only is our math bad, but the numbers seem to be flip-flopped there. 2 for 5 officially for the power play for the Golden Knights. The Badgers
0 for 4.
The Badgers getting one shorthanded goal from Cruz Lucius, their only tally of the night. The Badgers will return to Big Ten play, as I mentioned, against Notre Dame. Not this weekend, but next weekend. And we'll get that stage set and put a cap on this second annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off Championship game when we return to Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
For one last time in 2022, back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at Fiserv Forum. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. The Badgers fall to Clarkson by the final score of 3-1 to win in this championship game. Badgers win the tournament a year ago, finish second place this year. The Clarkson Golden Knights walk away with the Champions Hardware. Well, Ian, we were talking with Mark Osiecki a moment ago that the Badgers now will return to conference play against Notre Dame. And that's obviously now where the season they got to get going. And there's no time like the present to start off 2023 with a bang. What do you want to see? What does this team need to do a better or a just a good job of to be successful in conference play, starting with a couple important series with the likes of Notre Dame and Michigan State?
Well, you know, you're in a situation where Michigan State started off really hot.
Yeah.
And they've since cooled down. In the GLI, they lost two in a row. They lost to Ferris State, and then they got hammered. They lost 4-3 to Western in the GLI, so that's three in a row losses for them. As far as Notre Dame concerned, it's like the team that nobody knows anything about. That seems to be the weird thing. But a Jeff Jackson coach team, you're in a situation where you know what you're going to get before you even start.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hardworking team, skilled players up the center, and he'll have strong goaltending. Jeff Jackson himself was a goaltender, and I think he takes a lot of pride in that position, especially if for Notre Dame. But I just don't see anybody just running away with things in the Big Ten. And on any given night, as we saw when the Badgers split with Michigan, everybody is pretty equal when they're playing on their home ice.
Right now it's Minnesota atop the Big Ten standings with 30 points. Penn State in second place, 8 points back. Then Michigan State, who Ian was just mentioning, now in third place. Ohio State. Then Michigan is tied with Notre Dame for that fifth spot. And the Badgers then in last place in the Big Ten, now trying to put some catch up a little bit here against Notre Dame and pull themselves up a little bit when they take on the Fighting Irish. That series coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Kohl Center. So come on out for that, or be sure to join us as well here all across the Badger Radio Network. As always, we'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. The Badgers fall to Clarkson by the final score of 3-1 in this Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff Championship game. For Ian, Steve, our producer, and our entire crew back in our Jefferson City Learfield Studios, we hope you'll be back with us next weekend when the Badgers play host to the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in Big Ten Conference play. Good night from Fiserv Forum. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey presented by Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's been an extraordinary year, and we're extremely grateful for your listenership. Thank you, and cheers to new beginnings. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with the lows around 23. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 27. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 14. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 39.
AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wasn't reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Chris Hahn Show.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, I got a podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you name it, it's there. I'm ChristopherHahn.com. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram. Check me out on Instagram, please. I'm trying to build up my following there. I don't post as often there as I do on Twitter because you got to take pictures or video or something like that. But I do post, and it's good. Let's talk about Twitter for a minute. Let's talk. You know what? I don't think I've spoken at length here on this show about Trump's anti-Semitic dinner guests, white supremacist dinner guests. Let me start with this Nick Fuentes character. And I know Ye was there, Kanye, Mr. West, whatever you're going to call Yeezy. He was there and he's off his meds and he's crazy. But you know what? I'm not going to forgive him with his for his anti-Semitic stuff. And you know what? It bothers me because I really liked his music. Touch the Sky is a freaking masterpiece. And I can't listen to it, enjoy it anymore. And because look, I'm half Jewish. My grandparents were Holocaust survivors. And when a guy goes on, the Alex Jones show and is so off his rocker that Alex Jones is saying, hey, man, calm down. I don't agree with you. Praising Hitler. A man who killed my family, murdered my family. I'm sorry, you're done. I'm done with you. And you show up at this dinner with Nick Fuentes, and Trump's saying, oh, I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. Who's Nick Fuentes? Well, Nick Fuentes is a disgusting white supremacist, and I don't understand how these people think they are superior to anything. Nick Fuentes is like a 40-year-old virgin. And I'm not exaggerating. I don't know if he's 40, but he's close to 40. But he is a virgin. Why he's a virgin, I don't know. I'm not, you know, look at him. He don't look like he's disgusting or anything. Clearly articulate, even though he's a racist. But he hates women. I mean, if you listen to any of his comments about women, he hates them. He thinks they should be subservient to men. He thinks that having sex with women is what he calls, I won't even say what he calls it. But he doesn't think it's very masculine to have sex with women. Now, okay, look, I think Fuentes has got a problem with women, right? I think he's an angry guy. He's probably an angry guy because he grew up in a household that really hated gay people. And I don't know that Nick's gay. I really don't. But listening to the way he talks about women and sex with women particularly makes me think that he probably wants to have sex with men. And there's nothing wrong with that. And frankly, I think if people like Nick Fuentes actually did what their body wanted them to do, they'd be happier people. And they wouldn't be angry, racist, white supremacists hanging out with our angry, racist president. Anti-Semitic, racist, former president. Oh, but Chris's daughter's Jewish. Yeah, whatever. He is an angry, racist, anti-Semite who the Republican Party has not disavowed. And I'm talking about Trump. Still. I mean, Mitt Romney aside. But I don't understand how anybody finds Nick Fuentes superior to anything. He's a scrawny little dork who has never been with a woman or a man, from what I understand. I don't know. I think getting somebody to love you and want to be intimate with you is probably step one to being a supreme being. Just saying. I think that's kind of important. I think if you can't get any, and this is definitely a conversation that I'm going to have with Sarah Burris later. She loves these kinds of conversations. So we're going to definitely talk about it. And I'm taking her right after this break, by the way. I just think that if you ain't getting any, and you ain't giving any, you can't be supreme. You're not supreme. You're not a supreme anything other than a loser. And somehow this guy is at dinner with Kanye freaking West and the former president of the United States, who is at the moment the likely Republican nominee for president. Now, I know Republicans are all up in arms about their massive losses during the election, and they are blaming Trump for it. But you can't simply blame Trump. You had an opportunity to walk away from Trump. You had an excellent opportunity to walk away from Trump on January 6th. He tried to kill you, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. The Democrats in the House of Representatives presented you with articles of impeachment. And the Republicans in the House voted no, with few exceptions. Few voted for it. And the Republicans in the Senate, with some notable exceptions, they voted against it too. You could have killed him then, at least his political career. You could have barred him from running for office again. You could have made him an irrelevant ant hanging out in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Maybe he would have gotten on his plane because he would have been so embarrassed and moved to Ireland. But no, you left them there. Now he's raising money from your base, rallying them up, making them more extreme, making your elections less likely. You are the party of Trump and everything he stands for, including, I might add, terminating the United States Constitution. Yes, Donald Trump wants the Constitution terminated so he could be installed as the rightful president of the United States of America. That is something he's actually said. Terminate the Constitution. Kevin McCarthy has announced, assuming he becomes speaker, which is still an assumption, I might. He has a challenger. I don't know that the challenger is any better, but he has a challenger. Kevin McCarthy has announced that on the first day of the new Congress, the Republican majority will read aloud the Constitution of the United States for the first time in years. I think before you read a passage of the United States Constitution on the floor of the House of Representatives, you should announce to the world how you feel about the former president wishing to terminate this document you are about to read. It's like scripture, right? Republicans like to quote scripture, but they don't like to live by scripture. When you point out that Jesus said in Matthew, that which you do unto the least of them, you do unto me. You know, when I was sick, did you offer me comfort? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? No, they don't want to hear that. They'll quote other scriptures about I don't know what, but the actual words of Christ in red, they don't want to read. Oh, they like to quote the Constitution. They like to carry a pocket of it in their pocket. And they like to wrap themselves in the American flag. But they ain't going to call Trump out for literally saying, rip the document up. I got some people shouting at me, how could you say there's anything wrong with that? Nancy Pelosi ripped up his speech. Oh, no. Yeah, she tore up Donald Trump's State of the Union address, which is not the Constitution, which is not binding law, which was filled with lies, half-truths, misleading statements, and a Congressional Medal of Freedom for Rush freaking Limbaugh. Yeah, she tore that up. I would have tore it up too. That is not the Constitution. It is not equivalent. It is very, very different. This man is advocating to eliminate law and order in the United States of America. And let me say this to you, my Republican friends that listen on Republican state, conservative stations where I mostly am. When you tear up the Constitution of the United States of America to install Trump as president, you have also tore up the Second Amendment to said Constitution, which gives you the right to bear arms. And believe me, he would be coming for your guns. Tyrants don't want you to have guns, even if you think the tyrant's on your side. They don't want you to have guns. They only want to have all the guns to themselves when they're tyrants. So no. The Second Amendment goes with the Constitution. Can't have one without the other. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. Let's be very, very clear. Right now, I'm saying it. Tweet at me if you disagree. At Christopher Hahn. Donald Trump wants to take away your guns. He has openly called for the elimination of the Constitution of the United States of America, which right now guarantees you the right to bear arms. No Constitution, no Second Amendment. Still with Trump, you redneck fools? Are you still with Trump? Because if you're with Trump, you are against the Constitution. You are against the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms yourself. So you should just turn him over. Because he's coming for them if he ever gets his way. All right, stick around. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amine. Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your...
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
This is your land and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 33. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 39. Lows dip down to about 26 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy Saturday with highs around 38. 42 Sunday. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You're listening to the aggressive progressive, Chris Hahn.
All right, I'm back. Hey, don't forget, download my podcast. It's called The Aggressive Progressive. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you name it, it's there. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter, Christopher Hahn NY on Instagram to find out when I'm going to be on TV or other radio shows. Just check me out there. So I'm back. Great guest, Sarah Burris from Raw Stars. She's a regular on the Chris Hahn Show. And I had to bring her in tonight because who better to talk about the fact that Nick Fuentes is a 40-year-old virgin than my friend Sarah Burris. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good. That poor man.
I mean, don't you think, like, if he would just, like, give in to the desires, which I guess he has no desire to be with women. If you listen to anything this guy says, he hates women. Hates them. If he just gave in to his sexual desires, whatever they are, that maybe he wouldn't be so angry?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think anybody who isn't getting laid enough, clearly that is the source of their issues.
I mean, I think it's the problem in the Middle East, right? There are too many men, not enough women, and they're, you know, Sharia law doesn't really allow them to indulge.
But I think, I mean, for somebody who really, really hates women as much as he does, I mean, then you're just kind of like, dude, just find a boyfriend.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, dude, it's okay. It's fine. Like, it's the year. I mean, they just passed a law. Just be you. It's okay. Yeah. I mean, somebody needs to grab that guy and say, Nick, it's okay. Like, who?
It's okay to be gay.
It's okay to be gay. It's fine. It's he's not gay.
We already know it. Everybody already knows.
Everybody who's ever met him knows it. I've never met him, but like he, you know, look, I've listened to far too much of his stuff the last couple weeks because I had no idea who he was. And everybody's freaking out. Nick Fuentes. First thing I do whenever there's like some crazy conservative, I find out if I was ever on TV with them. right? Cause, or, you know, or some other medium.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. I've never been on with any Nick Fuentes. And then I just listened to some clips. And yeah, the guy hates women. He says that sex with women is not very masculine. Think about that. Think about that, Sarah.
Right. I mean, and honestly, he kind of seems like he hates everything.
He hates everything because he's miserable.
Because he needs to get laid.
Right. It's the same reason why people strap on vests and go blow themselves up. Like, yeah. He's that guy.
Or get like a fleshlight or something. Like, you just, if, even if you want to do some self-pleasure, just.
Maybe we should just.
Your bad self.
Maybe we should all take a collection and send them a stripper. I mean.
Should it be like a hot male stripper?
Yeah, no. It's got to be a male stripper. You know what we should do? Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should send them a man, a woman, a trans, and just let him pick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have them all go and see what happens. I mean, am I breaking any rules suggesting this? I don't know. But I just feel that the world would be a better place. There'd be less hatred in the world. Yeah, I think the more the merrier. You know, I think, and this guy, he's admitted, he calls himself an incel.
Yeah.
But that suggests that he's not doing it on purpose.
Yeah, it's the involuntarily celibate part. And it's like, no, I think you're pretty much choosing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I believe that no woman wants to sleep with him because they look at him and go, well, yeah, you're gay.
I mean, I'm in the radio business, right? So I meet a lot of involuntary celibates working at these stations. But they want to get it. Like, you know, if they could, they would. They just don't, right?
But he doesn't want it. Or he says he doesn't want it. I think, you know, if he's never had it before, how does he not know he wants it or he doesn't want it?
See, he wants something that somebody in his youth told him was bad, that it was evil, that he shouldn't do it. And this is the source of his.
And now he's just spreading hate to the whole world because, you know, he can't get himself off.
Exactly. And I don't know, Sarah. I mean, maybe we should put him on Tinder or something, or Grindr, or both.
Yeah.
And just see, you know, get people to swipe right for the guy. I don't know. I mean, first of all, I can't stand his anti-Semitism. I can't stand his hatred of women, of white, of everyone. I mean, I hate it. It's disgusting to me.
Again, that's the question, right? Is it's like, does he hate everyone? Is he, you know, this guy because he's not getting laid?
I think he is. Just like I think that's the problem in the Middle East. I think it's a similar problem with people who are radicalized. Not everybody in the Middle East, but people who become radicalized are people who are just living in this cycle of despair and not getting that outlet. I think, look, if Freud was alive today, he would agree with me. Of course, Nick Fuentes wouldn't agree with Freud because he's Jewish. So he'd have a problem with that.
That's true. But to be fair, Freud thought everything was about sex.
Well, he was right. All right, Sarah, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back with more with Sarah Burris. You listen to The Chris Hahn Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with...
Hello,
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.